It was New Year's Eve in the year 1985, and I found myself at my sister Darcy's home, celebrating the arrival of the new year with her and her husband. My wife, Anna, was by my side, and the house was alive with the joy and excitement of the occasion. The night was filled with laughter, music, and the promise of new beginnings. As the night wore on and the festivities continued, I happened to spot my brother, James, making his way into the gathering with a young girl in tow. She had brown hair that framed her face, dressed in jeans, a pinkish sweater, and white tennis shoes. Her appearance was captivating, with a cute charm that immediately caught my eye. James introduced us, revealing her name to be Jody. I couldn't help but notice her adorable chin, sun-kissed complexion, and shoulder-length hair that framed her face perfectly. Jody possessed a captivating smile that seemed to light up the room, and in my eyes, she was a very charming young woman. It was evident that my brother was genuinely happy in her presence. As the night unfolded, I had the opportunity to get to know my brother's girlfriend a bit better. Meanwhile, Anna was spending time with her family since she was finishing her senior year in high school in her hometown, wanting to graduate with her class, which was a significant milestone for her. James and Jody spent some time chatting with us, and I couldn't deny the attraction I felt toward Jody. After their visit, they left, and I assumed it would be the last time I'd have the chance to talk to her. Little did I know that fate had different plans for us, and our paths would cross again, but not for another 17 years. In the year 2002, I found myself in a Yahoo chat room, navigating the digital landscape of the early internet. I was single at the time, living in Grand Haven, Michigan, and feeling the loneliness that often accompanies solitude. It was during one of these late-night chats that I received a message from someone familiar, Jody. We had somehow stumbled upon each other in the vast world of cyberspace, a chance meeting that felt like destiny. Jody, now married and living in St. Ignace, Michigan, and I began exchanging messages and catching up on each other's lives. Our conversations were a balm to my loneliness, a connection that transcended the physical distance between us. We talked for months, sharing stories, dreams, and secrets, forming a deep bond that felt like a lifeline. However, as our connection grew stronger, a shadow loomed on the horizon. Jody's husband, battling cancer, discovered our correspondence and put an end to it. Our conversations abruptly ceased, and I respected their situation, hoping for the best for Jody and her family. Time passed, and in 2007, I received a heart-wrenching phone call from Jody. Her husband had lost his battle with cancer, leaving her a widow. I was overwhelmed with sympathy and sadness for her loss. It was a moment that drew us closer, reigniting the connection we had once shared. Before Jody's call, on a lonely night, I had knelt by my bed and prayed, pouring my heart out to God, expressing my yearning for companionship and understanding. I longed for someone who would accept me for who I was and fill the void in my life. Little did I know that Jody would soon re-enter my life, and our paths would intertwine once more. With her husband gone, Jody expressed her desire to return to Grand Haven, where her family resided. It was a decision we both agreed upon, and on a Friday, I embarked on a journey to pick her up. My daughter, Elizabeth, and her friend joined me on the trip, and we drove north to St. Ignace to bring Jody back home with us. As Jody settled into her new life in Grand Haven, I quickly realized that things were not as straightforward as I had initially thought. Jody, a simple and genuine person, had some quirks that made her unique. One incident that stands out was her attempt to warm up mashed potatoes. Instead of using the microwave, she opted to place them in a pan with water, resulting in a humorous culinary mishap. I couldn't help but chuckle, appreciating her willingness to learn as she went along. Despite the initial hiccups, I cherished every moment with Jody. Her presence in my life brought a sense of joy and completeness that I had longed for. However, there was a challenge we needed to address: the strained relationship between Jody and my daughter, Elizabeth. In my eagerness to have them spend time together, I had inadvertently created tension between them, a rift that persisted throughout the years. Jody came from a large and loving family of 8 siblings, with her being the youngest. Their age gap stretched far apart, resulting in unique dynamics within the family. Meeting her family during our Christmas gatherings revealed them to be like any other close-knit family, filled with warmth and laughter. These gatherings soon became a cherished tradition for us. As I got to know Jody more deeply, I discovered her endearing quirks and qualities. One that stood out was her obsession with her fingers, a manifestation of her OCD. It captured the attention of everyone who met her, yet it was just one facet of her vibrant personality. She had a deep love for playing games, and it became one of her favorite pastimes. Jody possessed an incredible sense of humor, and I found myself falling in love with every aspect of her. Despite her quirks, Jody's intelligence shone through in various ways. It saddened me to see how some people underestimated her abilities and doubted her capacity to do everyday tasks. In reality, once she learned something, she excelled at it. I witnessed her outperforming young individuals who initially underestimated her. Jody's positivity was a driving force in her life, but she needed more confidence and a willingness to disregard the opinions of those who sought to take advantage of her kindness. Surrounding herself with successful individuals would undoubtedly help her reach her full potential. As the years passed, Jody became an integral part of my life. She was not just my wife, she was my best friend, confidant, and the person who had answered my prayers on that lonely night. Our journey together was filled with ups and downs, challenges and triumphs, but through it all, we found solace and happiness in each other's company. Jody, my beloved wife, continues to be the love of my life. She is a remarkable person with a heart of gold, a spirit that refuses to be broken, and a determination that inspires those fortunate enough to know her. She is my Jody, and I am forever grateful for the serendipitous twists of fate that brought her into my life.